So lovely to meet you, Cam. Thank you so much for joining us. Downtown Country, we've been playing you for a long time now, and we are so happy you've made it to Dublin for the Country to Country. Yay!
Yay! Oh my gosh, I'm so happy to hear you guys have been playing it. It's so funny when you're not here. Like, you just don't know what people are into and if it connects. And so it's really exciting to hear that you guys have been playing it. I'm so excited to play it for people in person.
On my show, I have an album of the week each week. So whenever Untamed came out, it was like, ah, right, okay, yay, we're playing this. Of course, Burning House, a huge single. Yeah. Without that single, what do you reckon would have happened?
I have no clue. We think about that all the time, because the funniest part is that nobody wanted that to be a single, because it felt there was like no drums. It's not like a big, you know, kind of pop chorus. I mean, it's more like a, it's just so intimate, and it's kind of a sad, dark content. And for some reason it resonated. Like, people seemed to understand it, and actually, listeners kind of asked for that to be a single. We played it on a radio show, and it just like spiked on the iTunes charts. And Sony, I've never heard of a corporation moving that fast before, but they're like, we're putting this out. And it worked out, thank goodness.
It's an amazing single. Do you think it's a song that a lot of people put their own meaning to and relate to it in different ways?
Yeah, I think so. Because it's, I literally did have a dream about a burning house, but I think that's, it's really poetic the way it's put together, that it's not so on the nose. I don't think people fully understand. It's not like one of those songs that's really repetitive and really easy to sort of catch on right away. So I think the people that have come up to me and talked about what that song means to them, usually there's kind of a theme that there are things in your life that you can't fix, and you have to sort of accept that or struggle with it. But that, either, you know, they have someone they love that has an addiction problem, or they had a marriage that didn't work out, or it's really kind of the darker parts that people don't really talk about that much, but are so healing.
So is this your first time in Ireland?
Yes, I was in London just last night, and I've been there before for an Apple Music Festival, but I've never been up to Ireland. I've been to Scotland once, and yeah, my husband is like, has Irish in him, and he was dying to come. And I was like, I'm only going to be in Ireland for like, you know, less than 24 hours. I don't know if you want to like miss work for all that stuff. And he's like, yeah, let's plan like a real trip when we can come back and kind of see it, you know? So he's excited. We're definitely going to be back.
For a holiday though.
Yes.
Now, how was London last night? Did you get, I'm sure it was an amazing reception you got in the O2.
It was so cool. We did a thing where I kind of just stop singing and let everybody sing along, and like, you're always a little nervous, like, do people know the song, how's this gonna go? And it was just like the whole arena just like knew all the words. It was so cool.
And what can we expect on stage tonight then in the Three Arena?
Yeah, well, I feel like people haven't gotten to see these songs live from Untamed, so I'm gonna pretty much play most of the songs from the album. And then I also have a song that we use some Gaelic in that I wrote, that I really just want to sing for everybody. It's a cute song, so I'm going to try that one out and see if everybody likes it. I'll probably butcher the Gaelic, but it'll be fun.
What is happening in the future?
So I'm actually almost getting ready to be finished with the second album, which is really cool. And yeah, I think it's been really fun. And actually, oddly enough, like while I've been writing, I ended up in the studio with like a couple other artists that aren't even in country, and I don't want to say anything because I don't know if they're gonna end up on their albums, but like, it's so cool to just write and kind of make music and create. But the cool thing is that my album will hopefully have new music coming out to you guys, at least like a single this year, so you guys can hear it. Yeah.
Is there anybody that would really like to collaborate with?
Last year was like the craziest year of my life. I got to sing on stage with Eric Church, who's my like dream duet partner, and I got to sing with Alicia Keys. I sang with Lady Antebellum. Like, I had a really crazy year. And I think at this point, like, I don't know who else. Like, I got to, like, hang out with Dolly Parton and stuff. But I keep thinking of, at least in the UK, I think Sam Smith is so cool. Like, I think it'd be cool to do something with him.
Well, listen, thank you so much for taking the time out tonight. I hope you enjoy the gig tonight. And I am sure that whenever Burning House starts, you will be able to hear a pin drop, because the crowd will just go, whoosh, and then completely sing along.
Yeah. I'm really excited for that.
enjoy yourself, and thank you so much.
Thank you.